If a great trailer can make you go see a movie, sometimes what sticks in your head after the film is the music. It's iconic, and sometimes film music lives a long life of its own. Well, this week, the people who bring you the Oscars announced that movie music should not be heard outside the context of a film, at least not by Oscar voters. The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences has banned movie studios from mailing recordings, sheet music, or music videos to the people who decide who wins Academy Awards for Best Song and Best Score. The Academy's Rick Robertson helps write the Oscar rules.
The real point of our music categories is to judge how well a score or a song serves the film, not how nice it is listened to separately.
What about the songs that aren't even in the movie? I mean, oftentimes like a signature song that we're all supposed to love from a movie is actually just run in the credits.
Yeah, well, it's possible that a song run over the end credits is actually serving the film. It's tying together the whole story in some way. And obviously, songs in that position have done well in the Oscars in the past.
Yeah, last year, An Inconvenient Truth, a movie that was all, you know, PowerPoint presentations, Melissa Etheridge's song from that won the Oscar. So I guess I have to say, sir, that I'm just a tiny bit skeptical about this whole song in the context of the movie argument.
Well, as I said, just because it's at the end of the movie doesn't mean it doesn't relate to the movie or isn't in the context of the movie. 'Cause
I need to move. Okay, so the credits are rolling, and wait, don't leave your seat. I need to change. I need to shake up. I need to speak out. That's Melissa Etheridge's Oscar-winning song. Other winners that ran in the credits are Into the West from The Lord of the Rings and Al Otro Lado del Río from Motorcycle Diaries. Llevo tu remo en el mío. Creo que he visto una luz al otro lado del río. Some folks in Hollywood are already looking for loopholes. One publicist told us he could still give soundtracks to members of other Hollywood associations. For example, the Society of Composers and Lyricists. There's a lot of overlap with other Oscar voters there. But what happens if studios are caught breaking the rules? Well, then they face an almost inconceivable sanction. At least among Oscar circles, the Academy can give the studio fewer tickets to the Oscars. Oh, the red carpet horror. For the rest of us, movie music is still available as usual, out of context from the film, at the record store.
Our program is directed by Brendan Banaszak, edited by Quinn O'Toole, and produced by Graham Smith. The technical director is Bill Deputy.
Our staff includes Andrea Hsu, Greg Dixon, Jesse Baker, Jill Morrison, George Lyle, and Franklin Cater.
Our executive producer is Christopher Turpin, and we say goodbye and good luck to our summer interns today, Bill Putnam and Jess Abeda. Thanks for all your good work. We'll miss you both. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Andrea Seabrook, and you're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.